This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Symbolizing the harmony of a friendly relationship with your favorite radio program. Hopefully that's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 7 after the hour, my friend Kara Schillen is here with you. And I guess in my friendly corner is Carl Endemann. I don't guess, I know, because he's on the list of people who listen to this program with regularity in Sacramento, California. How do you do, sir? And Shanna Drotten, who's in El Paso, KTSM land. How do you do? Welcome to Good Day. Welcome to another hour of conversation about what's going on in depth in this hour. A number of things going on. We'll get to the situation in Israel in a few minutes. First, though, let's go to Yellowstone National Park, where a man fell into a hot spring in Yellowstone. This fellow was in his 20s, visiting the park. He stepped off a boardwalk, slipped, and fell into a hot spring. Here's a little bit more sort of a newsy overview of what actually happened.
A man seen falling into a hot spring Tuesday at Yellowstone National Park is believed dead by park authorities. A witness said the man appeared to be in his early 20s. He has not yet been identified. The Norris Geyser Basin has been closed as officials look for the man. They reportedly have to use extreme caution due to the thermal hazards in the area. This is just the latest in a string of incidents involving tourists at Yellowstone this season. A 13-year-old boy was burned when he slipped into a hot spring earlier this week. His father was also burned helping him get out of the spring. And last month, tourists made national headlines when they put a bison calf into their vehicle to get help for the animal, which they say appeared to be separated from its mother. The bison was later euthanized because a herd didn't accept it, and it kept approaching park visitors and cars. A group of tourists were also seen walking on a sensitive hot springs area to snap pictures. They were a part of a group called High on Life Sunday Fun Days that travels around the world taking photos for social media. That group ended up posting an apology and pledging to donate $5,000 to Yellowstone.
So there are two things that I want to make clear here. One of them, in terms of the sound that you hear, I have made a determination that much of what you hear in this hour for what we call in the radio business sound is to come from some of the alternative sources rather than a regular sort of newscast or from someone who is on the scene, because I want you to have an idea of how people through podcasts and other alternative means are reporting on the news. That's a podcast that somebody Kara's age, for example, through people in their 30s who have sort of rejected the traditional news media. That's how they would get the story. Somebody who's familiar with it, who just decides that they want to record something because they know what's going on. It's really kind of fun to get away from what I grew up around. I'm a radio brat. I grew up around it. I started on the air when I was 17 years old and been on the air ever since. And it was the era, well, the end of the CBS era, the Edward R. Murrow, Walter Cronkite era. And then we have, over the years, sort of calmed down in our expectations of what somebody who is delivering the news is supposed to sound like. And every once in a while, that sounds normal, I think, Kara, to you and to people who are more interested in the facts. But to me, it still sounds unusual. It sounds not like what I'm used to.
It sounds normal, but it's still obvious that it's not someone who's a professional.
A pro.
You know, it's
right.
you listen to it and you think, okay, this is the information. And then for me, I at least look up other stuff generally because, you know, at the end of the day, it's just another person who is saying stuff. And with podcasts, they're kind of funny because you're not really held to any, like, standards.
There's no standards.
You can say whatever you want.
Right, exactly. So anyway, this fellow's body hasn't been recovered yet. Authorities are proceeding because of the heat. When you talk about a hot spring. You've heard of the town Hot Springs, Arkansas. Maybe some of you have heard about the springs around Yellowstone, the geysers, but there are many areas. There's a place in Los Angeles near the La Brea Tar Pits that is so warm that they're able to build a spa around it, and they use the water from the spa to heat the pools that are in the spa. It's naturally warm enough to heat the water. It just is coming from a place in the earth. You know, again, sort of, I say again, maybe some of you don't know this, there, as you go further toward the core of our planet, you go down around 10,000 miles, because the core is some 12 to 13,000 miles down. So you go down even 4,000. As far as that's concerned, you can go down about 4 or 5 miles, and the temperature underneath the water, if it's a watered area, but if you're on land and you go down that far, the temperature of the water is 400 or 500 degrees. The further down you go, the warmer it is. The center of our planet is around 12 to 14,000 degrees, and that's hard for people to imagine, but that's what it is. And so that heat radiates. It's just the same principle as a radiator in your house. It radiates up and out. And that's part of when you see volcanoes and other eruptions on the surface of the planet, that molten lava, that heat, that stuff sometimes is 4,000, 3,000, 4,000 degrees. It's melted rock. Can you imagine how hot it has to be for rock to melt? And so when you have circumstances like this, and the springs that exist, and they're all over the world in various places. We think it's hot in Arizona. This week it's been really, 113, 114 degrees. I think that's hot. Can you imagine going down beneath the surface of the earth a couple dozen miles, how hot it is, or even a couple of hundred miles or a couple of thousand miles? So that's where the water comes from. That's why it's so warm. They have a pretty good, I've only been there once, but they have a pretty good way of keeping people away from all of that stuff. After all, it is the government, and they overreact for the most part to things. But the temperatures, again, in this water where this guy fell, are 400 degrees. You're going to last in that for more than 2 seconds. It's like the scene from a bad movie, a horror movie. That's really what, and it is horrible. It's an awful thing, but it's a reminder of how risky things are. You can't protect people from everything. Even though the government still tries to protect us from everything. And I think this is just one of those accidents. Not the guy wasn't being careless. I don't sense that from looking over what happened.
Well, I had read something before that he had specifically walked off of the boardwalk and was walking among them. And I'm trying to find out whether that's accurate or not now.
I heard that he slipped off. You're saying he stepped off.
Yeah, well,
purposely.
What I had heard, because I'm pretty sure, and I will check this, that I had read somewhere that he was 250 feet or something away, which would not be an accident.
Off of the path.
Yeah, yes. But in that cut that we listened to, they were talking about, an adventure group that nothing happened to them, but they got in trouble for taking pictures and, something very easily could have happened. And I just think it's frustrating because it causes, then the park staff, who I have a sister who was a park ranger for a while and, not in a situation like this, but they're people and they have to go and then walk around these hot springs that are just as dangerous to them as anyone else. And, puts them at risk too when you make silly decisions.
Yeah, right. A lot of people are just naive, or they think they're cute or clever or whatever it is. I'm not going to make a judgment here whether he stepped off or slipped off, but if he did do this on purpose, then, he didn't get what he deserves, but...
Yeah, AP says he had traveled about 225 yards off of the boardwalk when he slipped and fell, which, it's still a terrible thing.
Yeah, it's
and,
sad.
He didn't deserve it. I'm sure he was not intentionally trying to,
being stupid,
to risk anything or be stupid. He probably just thought it was cool looking and wanted to check it out closer. So it's sad that it happened, but there's a reason why those boardwalks are there.
Yep, that's good. This is the time of year when this this area, not only this area, but all these areas around the country, the Grand Canyon, any of these areas that are risky but beautiful, a lot of more, there are many more people there traveling now than would have been the case, let's say, 4 or 5 months ago. So, yep, it's good to keep that in mind. In a moment, our 2020 News Quiz question for today here on Good Day.
Get to Kohl's Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. for early bird savings on great gifts for dad. Like 50 to 60% off Sonoma Goods for Life for the family. 50% off iZod Golf Apparel for dad. Or give them a new electric razor, just $79.99. And on top of these great sale prices, take an extra 20% off your purchase. Everyone gets Kohl's cash, too. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Hours may vary by store. Select styles offer valid June 10th through 12th. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell, and with Fit for My Pillow. This is a different story now. My Pillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. My Pillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented My Pillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. My Pillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
This Father's Day, get your dad the gift of music at Guitar Center. With a Williams 88-key digital piano for just $169, a Mapex piccolo snare, or a Cordova ukulele, your choice, just $49. Get a 5-pack of Hohner harmonicas for just $15. Or get a free $10 promo e-gift card with every $50 Guitar Center e-gift card you buy from now until June 18th. For terms and conditions, go to GuitarCenter.com. This Father's Day, celebrate the musician you call dad at Guitar Center, in-store or online.
Find out what your laugh says about you. SunChips has teamed up with Step Up to launch the Waves of Laughter campaign to encourage women and girls to harness the power of laughter with the Laughalyzer. SunChips have a distinct shape that is as unique as laughter. That's why SunChips wants to celebrate that laughter is as unique as you are and represents the most unfiltered expression of your personality. Give it a laugh, get your personal laugh profile, then share it, and SunChips will donate $1 to Step up to $100,000. Just go to laughwithsunchips.com.
All right, let's keep this number handy by. I've got the number handy by. Have you? 888-302-3684 for today's 2020 News Quiz question, which is about tennis star Maria Sharapova, who is in the news. Why? 888-302-3684. Why is Maria Sharapova a focus of attention by those in the sports world and outside the sports world? 888-302-3684. Swell prize is a book by Maria, not related to Sharapova. Maria Trilogy has written a book about how great life can be for you if you do the work. So if you want to do a little work, do a little research, do a little thinking, or maybe it snaps right into your mind. 2020 News Quiz question, we ask you to 20 past, get the answer before 20 before the next hour. 888-302-3684. Why is tennis star Maria Sharapova in the news today? 888-302-DUG, 21 after the hour.
Mm-hmm. Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the farm. You can
welcome to the farm. This is right up my alley. I mean, the alley the cows come into, as we call that, the milk alley. Did you know that? Probably none of you knew that the barn where the cows come in, they go into their stanchions to be milked, and they eat and that sort of thing. But behind the cow is called the milk alley.
Did not know that.
The first person to ever share that with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 24 after the hour here on Good Day Music. In this hour, a service of Luke Bryan, who has gotten himself in his annual farm tour, supporting students who want to pursue a career in agriculture. This farm tour started in 2009. So I believe, Jennifer, he is the reigning CMA Entertainer of the Year.
Why, and, yes, he is.
Yes. What do you
and
like?
And he's a member of my boyfriend's stable, so, you know, he's got that going for him, yes.
All right. Very nice.
Luke Bryan sort of, he was on the scene for several years before he hit it really big, and now he is probably one of the biggest stars. He, Blake Shelton, Jason Aldean are probably the biggest male names in country music right now. He puts on a great show. I've seen him. Vince Gill is a classic name. He's just not, you know.
Okay.
Right.
That
is current. But I'll tell you what, this guy puts on a darn good show. I've seen him a few times in concert. He's really good, and he's a white boy.
Equivalent to Garth Brooks, does he have the energy dancing, bouncing around the stage?
Yes,
sort of thing?
Definitely.
Really? Huh. All right. So the farm tour, not to be confused with Farm Aid, that takes place usually in September in Chicago. And this is a tour that will visit 8 states from the 5th of October to the 15th of October. And all of the, some of the ticket proceeds anyway, will be used by the Luke Bryan Farm Tour Scholarship, aiding students from farming families with in the communities where the tours play.
What you'll like to know about Luke is that his dad's a peanut farmer, and and he grew up on the farm, helped his dad with the farm business. He was a singer. He went off to try to start a career, and his brother died. And so he came back to the farm and helped his dad. His dad finally said, look, kid, you've got way too much talent. You need to get off this farm, and you need to stop helping me. Your mom and I are going to be okay. And then he ended up losing his sister the next year, so both of his siblings died. He only had three. It's two. There's three of them total, but his dad sort of pushed him and said, look, you have so much talent, you've got to try to make this work, and that's why he still does a lot for farm workers because of his dad.
Really? All right, well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I'm impressed that he's doing this with this in mind. Now that I know the background, I understand and am even more supportive. They're going to release producer's releasing his first ever farm tour-related EP this fall. Extended play tunes. Apparently the tickets are going on sale June 21st. Pre-sale for his fan club, as well as for those who have CityCard credit cards. You get them. It's interesting how many credit card companies are trying to get in on this.
Yeah.
It's never worked for the farm tour, but what's that? Your CityCard?
I've often tried to use whatever credit card. You know, I have Amex and I have Chase or whatever. It never works for me on the,
really?
On the pre
sale. Yeah, I do it all the time. Really?
Oh,
I
mean,
all my friends do too. It must just be me.
So you have early access, but they give you preference because you have a particular
mm-hmm.
credit card?
My
yeah.
City card is the one that I get the most traction with, and then Amex. But yeah, City card for sure.
So even if they're all sold out, they put aside so many seats for X number?
It's not sold out. It's that they start with pre-sales. So if you have a City card, you get the pre-sale seats. Because Luke Bryan sells out quick.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. Tickets for the general public go on sale beginning June 24th. So you got 3 days of your City card holder. Or remember his fan club to get in on these tour dates. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
The American hazelnut is like the Swiss Army knife of the plant world. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in a tractor, look no further than Kubota. Visit Kubota.com today.
Get ready to make 2016 your best hay and forage season yet. With Kubota's full line of field-proven hay tools, including disc mower conditioners and BV Series round balers, you can take the art of stockpiling hay to the next level. For equipment that will perform season after season, look no further than Kubota. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing going on now. For all your hay tool needs, we are Kubota. This is what we do.
Hazelnuts grow wild in much of the eastern and central United States, but their many uses and benefits are encouraging people to grow them as a crop. The nuts are edible. They contain lots of oil that's healthy to consume and useful as a biofuel. The shells and husks can be used for biomass. Lois Brown, a researcher at the University of Minnesota, says the bushes make great shelter belts and erosion controls for buffer strips.
We think that hazelnuts would be ideal in that kind of situation. Any sort of vulnerable land where it would be better if it was not in till agriculture for reasons of soil erosion, wind erosion, you know, heavy slopes and areas where water contamination is a big issue.
Braun says much of her work is a quest to develop better varieties of hazelnuts.
Our list of traits includes winter hardiness, disease resistance, and then a whole slew of things we call nut quality. And we're also interested in large yields.
Learn more at MidwestHazelnuts.org. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. www.farmtour.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Now 34 after the hour on today's Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen. We are in the midst of our 2020 news quiz question. I will repeat it and then we'll go through the answer board. This is about Maria Sharapova, who is in the news today, and I've asked the question why. Pretty simple, straightforward. Craig listening in Brooksville, Florida. Craig, welcome to Good Day, sir. I hope you're having a good day so far. What's going on?
Good morning, Doug. Yes, I just thought I'd answer the question about Maria Sharapova. The drug that she was taking is known for some sort of a heart medication, which also is found out that it's also a performance enhancer.
Mm-hmm. So under the circumstances, well, let me have a conversation with a couple of you. Hold on just a second. Greg, you're on the other side of the ear here. You're in Maryland. You agree with Craig on his assessment of what the story is behind her being in the news?
The drug that was recently banned by tennis, and she wasn't aware of it. She didn't see the recent ban on it, and so that's what it was.
Well, the circumstances as they are presented are very strange, because this is something that most of us can get a hold of and use, and it doesn't seem to have the same kind of negative side effects. A lot of people have used this thing for various reasons, and so the question is this the two-year ban from tennis, is this excessive? I guess I would ask both of you, Greg and Craig, for your opinions. Is this over the top? Have they gone too far?
Yeah, especially when you have a good-looking woman like Maria Sharapova. You know, all those tennis girls are good-looking, and I think anytime you ban somebody that good-looking from the tennis court, I think is a crime.
Yeah, if she was a fat old person, it probably wouldn't make any difference. I was just saying, I got it. All right, hold on, Greg. What about you?
Yeah, I'd say it's over the top. I think they went to extremes trying to make an example of her. For whatever reasons, whether it be good-looking or whatever, I think it's over the top.
So, under the circumstances, I'm curious as to both of you paying attention to tennis. Are you tennis fans? Are you sports fans? How are you on top of this?
I'm not really a tennis fan. I mean, I'm a sports fan, and I just heard it on talk radio, on sports talk radio, and that's all I heard about it.
Yeah. Craig, you?
Well, anytime it comes to good-looking women on tennis courts, I'm a sports fan.
You and your good-looking woman. All right, thank you. Both of you get a copy of the book from my friend Maria Trilogy, Life is Good When You Do the Work. Yeah, Maria Sharapova, two-year ban after testing positive for this substance. Let's see if we can learn a little bit more about what the substance is in this overview.
It's kind of a sketchy thing in that the drug was banned December 31st, but there's been 300 people that have been tested positive after that. One tennis player that did test positive for it, Sergei Bedov, a doubles player from Belarus, was exonerated. But I believe that since she was naive about it, saying that she kind of disregarded the emails they sent her, and they told her that it was going to be banned. So I think, and the press conference that she did, I think kind of made them decide to do what they did.
So here's the story behind the story. There's a little jealousy involved in this. She is, as perhaps many of you know, the richest female athlete at the moment, and if you look back the last 10, 12 years, she's made more money on the tennis circuit and in athletics than any other woman. So the question will be, will the ban be upheld? The International Tennis Federation said that they told her not to use the drug. It's meldonium, something that is in a lot of enhancement supplements, shall we say. She sent out a statement to her fans saying that she'll be appealing the decision, quote, "While the tribunal concluded correctly that I did not intentionally violate the rules, I can't accept an unfairly harsh two-year suspension." I don't blame her. I think she ought to be fighting this, because I don't think that it's appropriate under the circumstances. All right, it's 20 minutes before the hour. In a moment, my friend Uri Geller, who lives in Tel Aviv, will be on the air with us to talk about the attack in Israel, up next here on Good Day.
Sometimes you'll love a house and you'll love a neighborhood, but it has a not great school district. Zillow is actually great because you can click on kind of a more detailed section and it tells you how well a school is rated. We kind of prioritized houses that we were going to look at based on that. We were able to walk in and think like, wow, we can make a life here.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. With full swing, now's the time to refresh outdoor space for hangouts. All too often, renovations and decorating can be intimidating. Here are some tips to tackle backyard projects.
We love spending summer nights with family and friends. And whether we're barbecuing or just relaxing, if the weather's good, we're on the porch. To get your summer ready, give the wood a fresh coat of weather-resistant paint and install string lights to keep the party going after the sun goes down.
I like to use perennial plants for a pop of color because they look just as good as annuals, but they last longer. And whenever we shop at wholesale clubs and grocery stores for our backyard projects, we use our Bank America Cash Rewards credit card, and we earn 2% cash back. Even better, we can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 and combine grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
This Father's Day, get your dad the gift of music at Guitar Center. With a Williams 88G digital piano for just $169, a Mapex piccolo snare, or a Cordoba ukulele, your choice, just $49. Get a 12-pack of D'Addario strings for just $30. Or get a free $10 promo e-gift card with every $50 Guitar Center e-gift card you buy from now until June 18th. For terms and conditions, go to guitarcenter.com. Today, celebrate the musician you call dad at Guitar Center, in-store or online.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Hold on. Now 43 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Most of you have heard now that four people were killed yesterday in a terrorist attack. Two gunmen opening fire in a gourmet market in central Tel Aviv. My friend Uri Geller lives in Tel Aviv, and he joins us now as an overview, I guess, is necessary from our perspective, Uri. You grew up in Tel Aviv, have lived all around the world. Certainly not something that's sadly new. These sort of attacks have happened all through your life. So what do you think about it now as you reflect back over your years, your life there, living in Israel under the constant threat of things like this coming from Palestinian gunmen?
Okay, Doug. Look, first of all, I apologize about the sound, but I'm in an airport. As a matter of fact, last night we wanted to go and eat there, believe it or not. Okay. It's a very popular area in Tel Aviv. It happens to be actually opposite the central command headquarters, which is why it's so baffling that how on earth to managed to infiltrate into Tel Aviv, into the heart of Tel Aviv, with weapons, with machine guns, and shoot people. The place is always full. Hundreds and hundreds of people visit that compound. The restaurant where these terrorists sat is a famous restaurant, and they just simply got up and started shooting people. They were wearing a very elegant dark suits, and maybe that was part of a disguise, so they would look like lawyers. And the guard in the entrance of this market wouldn't suspect them. Look, Doug, we live with this. We're getting, and we unfortunately we have to get used to this. I visited the place this morning. It's jammed with people. So we are very determined not to allow the terrorists to destroy our feelings, our hopes, our love for Israel. And that's what I can tell you. It's just very, very sad to hear this news, especially when, you know, you were about to go and have dinner there.
You know, I'm looking at this mall, and I'm remembering I've been there four times in my life and expect to go back again this year for a trip. It's one of my favorite places. And I recognize, having been in this place, it is, as you said, probably if not the most popular area for not only Israelis, but it's a big tourist area. There are lots of people that go into this area. This is a very almost typical Western-looking mall, isn't it? If it's the thing
also, Doug, you must understand that lots of Palestinians and Arabs work in Israel, which means, you know, the people, for instance, in the kitchen or construction workers, you know, come from East Jerusalem, they come from Gaza, and so on. And it's very, very hard to detect terrorists if they are kind of managed to pretend that they are lawyers. What I don't understand is how come their machine guns were not detected. So there is a great furor in the press this morning. People are asking questions. They are asking the Secret Service and the equivalent to the CIA, why were these two terrorists detected? And that's where it stands now.
So is this the kind of thing that could bring down the government of Netanyahu?
I doubt that, Doug. And I'll tell you why it won't. These type of infiltrations, they are constantly trying to attack good cities. And we're constantly, but really constantly stopping them with very sophisticated intelligence work. We use everything from mobile phones to satellites to tracings to hacking. And we listen to chatter, to dirty talk, and so on. So I would say that 99% of all would-be attacks are stopped, terminated, and, you know, the borders are closed to terrorists. But once in a while, like you say, you go under the umbrella, and these are the things that happen. And I think the population of Israel, the ones that are with Netanyahu, they love Netanyahu, and they will stick with him.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I'm sort of confused about, I've traveled to the West Bank in Gaza, and it looks like the Palestinians pretty easily just travel back and forth. There are like 83,000 permits for Palestinians that work or often travel over to the other side. It almost looks like there's an open border there. That's what sort of confuses me about this. Your permits can be checked, but don't the Palestinians, a lot of them, just sort of come back and forth with ease?
Yes, we must not forget that most of the Palestinians are peace-loving people. Now, what goes on inside their minds, inside their hearts, concerning Israelis, the government, Jews, that's hard to know. It's hard to read their minds. But otherwise, they are hard workers, and they come into Israel to work. But there are certain, checks that they go through. And as you see, they have permits, and these people have been investigated and cleared that they're not terrorists or they're not attached, but you just never know. Many a time the internet, the social media, is a huge negative tool to brainwash young Arabs who just pick up a knife because they actually found also knives on these two terrorists. They pick up kitchen knives and they just go out and stab police, old women, old men. I mean, I've seen this happen in front of our apartment just a few months ago. An American was murdered. He was butchered with a knife.
Uri Geller, check his website out. Amazing human being. Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com. Thanks, Uri.
Danger. dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
TikTok time, 53 after the hour here on Good Day. A focus on Facebook and Netflix.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
How come I feel like I'm left out if I'm on Twitter? No connection between Twitter and Netflix. Now, this is a special deal, and it is important for you to pay attention to this. So, Victoria will have that story for you in just a moment here on Tech Talk Time.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
This Father's Day, get your dad the gift of music at Guitar Center. With a Williams 88-key digital piano for just $169, a Mapex piccolo snare, or a Cordova ukulele, your choice, just $49. Get a 5-pack of Hohner harmonicas for just $15. Or get a free $10 promo e-gift card with every $50 Guitar Center e-gift card you buy from now until June 18th. For terms and conditions, go to GuitarCenter.com. This Father's Day, celebrate the musician you call dad at Guitar Center, in-store or online.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. With summer in full swing, now's the time to refresh outdoor space for hangouts. All too often, renovations and decorating can be intimidating. Here's some tips to tackle backyard projects.
We love spending summer nights with family and friends. And whether we're barbecuing or just relaxing, if the weather's good, we're on the porch. To get your summer ready, give the wood a fresh coat of weather-resistant paint and install string lights to keep the party going after the sun goes down.
I like to use perennial plants for a pop of color because they look just as good as annuals, but they last longer. And whenever we shop at wholesale clubs and grocery stores for our backyard projects, we use our Bank America Cash Rewards credit card, and we earn 2% cash back. Even better, we can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 and combine grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
All right, so Victoria, Facebook and Netflix are asking their users to tighten up on their accounts because there have been major breaches. We know the story of Zuckerberg. Everything that he had at Facebook was hacked. So what's happening at Netflix, and is there a connection between the two?
Well, apparently what happened was because of, and I'm sure this is all in light of Mark Zuckerberg getting hacked this week with Instagram and Twitter, and his Facebook account wasn't hacked because he probably is behind a million firewalls, but his Instagram and his Twitter was hacked. What happens is when people hack into systems and they steal, when you hear LinkedIn had 150 million passwords stolen, what they do, the hackers then take all of those passwords from 5 years ago, and they bank on most people not changing their passwords regularly or ever. And so what they do, they then take those passwords and they search through all of the programs that everyone uses today, Netflix being one of them, and they basically try their luck. And they write algorithms that tries all of these passwords. So now Facebook and Netflix are stepping in saying they're going to do the same thing. They're running software to see if any of these old passwords that were exposed during the LinkedIn breach, and if you get an email from Facebook or Netflix, it's not spam. Pay attention to it. If you get an email saying that you need to change your password because they found that you're still using an old one,
yeah,
it's,
how do you know
it's really
legitimate?
Important.
The problem is that we all get a lot of these things that are fake.
Right.
I got a fake email from Verizon yesterday, and I knew that part of what I knew what to look for, and so even though the logo is the same and whatever, the message was wrong. And so, but a lot of people aren't that sophisticated. They see the logo, okay, they click onto it. And I think that's a problem with this sort of thing, Victoria, because it's very hard sometimes to know whether what you're getting is legit or not legit.
That's true.
A real problem.
It is true. Yep. So, but yeah. when Facebook and Netflix, if you have an account with Netflix and Facebook, you pay attention to read, like Doug said, read between the lines. Like, make sure it looks legit, and make sure that the message is consistent with what we're talking about. And you will be asked, and a lot of people already have gotten these emails. You will be asked to change your password, and make sure. And this is the biggest message we can send. Make sure you don't use the same password for every program. That's where everyone has gotten into trouble.
All right, don't get into trouble. Heed our words of advice, because we are the sages of... Where are we, the sages? The sages
of technology.
Of the East. Yes, the sages and saviors of technology. Without us, the world is in a hopeless mess. 59 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.